Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Howdy folks, this is Andy Nelson, the Bighorn County GOP, and I invite you to join us at the Lovell Community Center, Friday, February 9th in Lovell, Wyoming. The meet and mingle starts at 5 p.m. with a prime rib dinner and program beginning at 6 p.m. I'll be doing the entertainment, so come prepared to laugh and have a great time. The evening will also include a few state officials and a live auction. To purchase tickets and for more information, call 307-213-0493. That's 307-213-0493. Or shoot them an email at bhcwygop@gmail.com. The Bighorn County GOP and I look forward to seeing you Friday, February 9th at the Lovell Community Center.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oh, yeah.
Treacherous trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But instrumental
trip. Adding to that. Anyway, yes. A little poetry coming. Here we go. Our good buddy Deacon Dell.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. D.W. Grothy's riding along with us, telling us about yearling heifers.
How they love to go a-neighboring and seek more scenic bits of range. I think, perhaps, they've joined some kind of herbivore exchange. No matter. Every clip had better be in place and hanging tight and true. Best tap them staples extra good so the girls ain't slipping through. Their whole reason for existence, until you get that yearling bull, is to poke and stretch and test your wire and patience to the full. I beat them once to a sagging line before they made their break. I know, that sounds outrageous, but it is the truth, for heaven's sake. I was snugging up the wire, about to tie that little loop, when I gets this eerie feeling I just joined a bigger group. So I kind of ease my eyes around and get a better glance, and what I see are straining necks and heads all in a bovine trance, staring like no tomorrow, their mouths slowly chewing. And I swear, listening close, I heard a voice say, "What you doing?" "Ha!" I cried, "get out of here! You're giving me the willies!" And poof, reseeding heifer butts. I'm feeling pretty silly. 'Cause here I'm thinking, holy moly, where they got to now? There's nothing worse on this whole earth than tending future cows. Houdini in his prime could never disappear as swift as a herd of yearling heifers who decide it's time to drift. Vacating pens you got them in for places quite unknown to themselves or even heaven when they get that urge to roam. I do not know exactly why they're made that way, but Lord, I do know this. If you keep heifers, you are never, ever bored.
Boy, does he speak the truth right there.
He's been there.
The reason that's so funny is because it's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We had a city slicker gal who used to have to open the gate to get into that ranch all the time, right? So she pulls up, opens the gate, pulls through, gets out, and goes to close the gate.
Yeah.
And there's 50 head of yearlings standing right there looking at her.
Hey, what you doing?
She screamed bloody murder, man. And then there was receding heifer butts.
Receding heifer butts.
Good stuff.
You know, that is just so true.
It is.
That's hilarious.
Adolescent bovine. Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that he's fixing fence.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and they're looking at him like, "What you doing?
What you doing?"
Well, I'm fixing the fence that you tore up.
That's right.
That you keep crawling through. Uh-huh. Right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness sakes. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, We're playing our favorite instrumentals.
That's right, right,
this
right,
week. Yeah. And before we get into our last offering here, you can't have an instrumental show, all right,
okay,
without Roy Clark.
Oh,
you know,
right? Of course.
Exactly. So Roy Clark recorded an album. It's Live at Billy Bob's.
Okay.
Yeah, Live at Billy Bob's, Texas. The whole thing is just outstanding. It's hilarious.
What a talent.
Well, Roy Clark is not only just the consummate musician, mm-hmm, he's a great entertainer and very comedic.
Funny guy.
Funny guy. Yeah. So he is doing dueling banjos this week with a fellow named Jimmy Henley. Now, this is a version you have never heard before. Here we go. Roy Clark, Jimmy Henley, dueling banjos.
You don't have to do the talking part. Just let your fingers do your talking. Now, poke that in your pipe, Pocahontas. Fair Indian maiden of old, and a personal friend of Captain John Smith.
Little history lesson.
Are you done?
Well, it's a little early to be choosing up sides, folks. The old boy could have one left, and it could show up this evening. Wasn't supposed to be any dancing on that part. I'm over here playing my heart out, and I think I just broke a nail. And they're over there going, wah, wah.
No, we were doing a Macarena. That's what we were doing.
And now the swollen child says they's doing a macadamia. That's a nut. A macadamia is a nut. And you certainly qualify. No more dancing. If they start dancing again, it's because you played something they could dance to. I'll be coming after you. Thank you. us a macadamia. I've lost total control. But there'll be a meeting after this show and I'll get it back.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show. Wasn't that...
Are you sure?
That dueling banjos, wasn't that... Holy moly. And this Jimmy Henley is...
do I know that name?
Well, he traveled with Roy Clark. Usually when you think Roy Clark, you mm-hmm. think Buck Trent.
Buck Owens, too.
But Buck Trent.
And Buck Trent,
Buck Trent is the other banjo picker. There's a... Roy Clark and Buck Trent actually have had an album out called A Pair of Fives.
Okay.
Yeah, A Pair of Five-String Banjos.
Just a five-string, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so Roy Clark and Buck Owens, of course, hee-haw,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
You think of those synonymously. You think of Buck Trent.
Uh-huh.
But this Jimmy Henley, I guess, traveled with Roy Clark after he left hee-haw, and he started going out back out on tour and everything mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But man, what an amazing instrumentalist.
What a talent. All of them.
Well,
you know,
anyway. Yeah, right.
Anybody that can play anything with strings.
Yep.
I got to take my hat off.
Play anything other than the radio.
Right.
Which is us.
I play the radio real well.
Yeah. I can play the nose flute.
That's right.
Yeah.
You and
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Played the nose flute.
Jim.
Oh, Jim. Man. Well, it's gone.
Okay.
It's gone. We met up with him there in Arvada a lot of times.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who you're thinking about, but I don't know. I've slept since
good
then.
Good guy, though.
Yeah. Jim Jones?
Jim Jones.
Oh, Jim Jones. There you go. Yeah.
That's
right. We had a duet.
Yeah,
one,
that's right.
One time. A nose flute duet.
Absolutely.
Junie Fisher and I had a nose flute.
That's right, you did.
Duet one time, too. We made it sound like a pair of bagpipes.
It did.
It sounded
just like a pair of bagpipes. Stop!
It's a good thing we didn't have that instrument this week. So we're good next time. Yeah, that's
time.
Right. Hey, folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
That's
right. Yeah, I'll decide.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
That's quite an instrument there.